Hey everyone, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. A lending insider just dropped an absolute bombshell email on one of his clients, contacted me and shared it with me. And I want to share this email with you because there's something happening in the mortgage industry. As everyone's Googling, what are the best mortgage rates? How can I obtain a better mortgage rate? The media has this sort of frenzy going on because they know that it attracts a lot of clicks. Because there are a lot of people desperate to refinance their mortgage or desperate to buy a house. And there's something that the press is keeping out of the press. And I'm going to share it with you and I'm going to show you exactly why. I'm going to completely expose why and how you can save a crap ton of money right here for free. All right? When I say lending insider, this person has been in the mortgage industry for 40 years, has seen multiple real estate cycles, multiple rate cycles. And at the heyday, his own company was getting 3,000 new calls for mortgages a month. It's a very large company. He scaled back his operations. I met him through the channel, vetted him. He knows a lot of stuff, and we think very similar when it comes to putting mortgages together and buying properties with little to no money down. And he shared this. I'm going to read the exact email, keeping everybody's information out of it, that he wrote to someone just now. Okay? This is someone that wants to buy a house right now under $600,000. Okay? So that's the hot price point all around the country right now, because that's really the peak of what people can afford with today's rates. But we're going to expose something in the points realm that is going on right now that is about to go away. And I'm going to show you how to save thousands of dollars. Also, I'm going to plug it. 3 days left for the mortgage master course of the pre-filming discount. After 72 hours from now, or I think it's Monday at noon, it expires. Never going to be that price again. Okay. Links down below. So here's the email. You are all set to make an offer if this is the property for you. I did a pre-approval letter around $600,000 purchase price, as in the application. I'm wanting to keep all the necessary information out to keep people's information private. If you and your agent wish to start lower then just above full list price, let me know. And the original offer, let me know the original offer price you prefer, and I will adjust the letter accordingly. You may also want to send me your realtor's contact info and all that stuff. I also priced the loan at a 0 point rate of 7.125. And he put in a copy of the Fannie Mae automated approval letter below. And I want people to understand the difference between a pre-approval letter and underwriting, totally different scenarios, okay? Pre-approval just gets you a foot in the door, but most seasoned real estate investors like myself and seasoned real estate agents understand that those letters don't hold up a whole lot of weight in an ever-changing dynamic environment like we are in today. When banks are having problems, they're going risk off, and we're going to explain that in the points in just a second. And an underwriter can price the risk of a loan or a borrower completely different than all of the information that the borrower gave to the lender, okay, in the beginning. All right, if you're tracking where I'm going with this, type one. If you don't understand it, I'm losing you, type two, so I can bring you the best information in this, all right? Unfortunately, the email goes on, the agencies that publish the weekly rate surveys have gone way of, dare I say, fake news, or maybe that is extreme. They are definitely leaning more towards propaganda than facts as they leave the painful part of their reporting out of these weekly reports each week. Let me stop and say what he's referring to is the media keeps going, mortgage rates dive or drop below 7% for the first time. And I did a video about that, right? And the reason why is because they're wanting to pull on the emotions of people and get them down to try and buy a house. But there's a secret coming. Here it is. Unfortunately, the agencies that publish the weekly rate surveys have gone the way of, dare I say, fake news. Sorry, I already said that. MBA, or the Mortgage Bankers Association weekly survey that came out Wednesday, was showing conventional 30-year mortgages at an average rate of 7.02% with 0.65 points. Okay, 0.65 points. However, on Thursday, and not to be outdone, Freddie Mac got everyone excited, telling everyone that rates were below 7% at 6.95%. But that was including 0.9 points, almost a full percentage point. So now I want to stop right there and show you the ugly truth of the lending industry right now. Those published rates, even though you have stellar credit right now and a good job, you're going to be paying almost 1 point. So if you pay, if your loan is going to be for $500,000, just to get the loan before it closes, you have to pay your lender $5,000, one percentage point, or 0.9. You can do the math off the top of my head. I'm live. I don't do that fast. That's money that's never coming back to you ever. And I'm going to explain why the banks are doing this and how you're about to save a crap ton of money, okay? So he says this, and this is my insider and how he talks to his clients, okay? This is the direct email. Now, here is the pain, all in caps. On your proposed loan amount of, I'm going to change the numbers, $500,000, the 0.65 points equates to, let's say, I'm rounding up, I'm live, $3,400 at closing extra. And at 0.9%, it's around $4,500. Again, Sorry, I'm going live. I just got this email and I wanted to get out to you. Funny how the press thinks it's okay to hide these little nearly $4,000 to $5,000 in additional costs from you, the consumer. Tell us, insider's been watching The Economic Ninja. He writes stellar. I couldn't write this good. This is just an email to his client. Now, until we get an executed contract and are ready to lock in a rate. Hey, C-Dog, thank you so much for the super chat. Everyone say hi to C-Dog. He's been here since like subscriber 5. I'm making that up. I don't remember. C-Dog, let us know. Now, until we get an executed contract and are ready to lock in a rate, we will not be committing you to any extra fees or points at closing until we look at the cost versus the time to recover, taking into account the time before rates may drop and present a refinance opportunity. Hopefully that makes sense, but call me if you have any questions. So now this is where you're about to save a ton of money. Type 3 if you want to save a ton of money. I mean, I'm not joking. Like, there are so few people out there that understand how to use banks' money with very little of your money or zero money to make a lot of money. All right? No one's type 3, so I guess I'm not going to. Is there any 3s? Nobody wants to save money. Maybe we're on a delay. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. All right. BT says it. This is how you save money. When banks are finding risk in the market, they're going to start charging you points. And this is why. When interest rates rise, which also brings the bond rates up, which also brings mortgage rates up, banks know that people are going to find themselves in the hurt locker. All right, so here we go. Now we're in a, hey Neil, how you doing? Thank you so much. So what they start doing is, instead of giving out free loans, you know, they have their average fees and things like that, and you've got your escrow fees and all that kind of stuff, you know, your appraisal fees, they start charging you points. That's a fee for them giving you the money. Because they are afraid, because rates are rising, the two things are going to happen. Either the borrower is going to go, why did I get into this loan? My broker tried to talk me into it and say, don't worry, you know, marry the house, date the rate. That's insane. That is the dumbest advice you could ever get. All right. That is the dumbest advice. A bad real estate agent or a bad social media personality, Dave Ramsey, will tell you that. Okay. That is wrong. We want to get into a deal that makes sense right away. You don't sit there with, okay, I got the house. Okay. I'm just going to press on and make those super high payments right away for a while. And then as soon as I can refinance, I'm going to refinance. Well, the bank knows that. As rates are going up, they're like, that borrower is going to be looking for any excuse to save money and refinance. Well, if they refinance within 6 months of us, the bank, the lender, giving them the money, we lose our commission. That's the deal. Type 4 if you know what I'm talking about. Many people in the industry don't even understand how this works. So what happens is they've got to give back. And if a large scale lender starts losing a lot of these deals within 6 months, they have to pay back their money. So they charge you a point. That money goes into a fund to where they know we can cover this if the person refinances. Now, another thing that happens, and this is a risk on scenario right now, when the bank knows they are giving money to people that really can't afford this and they're pushing it with their debt to income limits, their debt to equity, all these ratios start looking a little weird. They go, okay, this person, even though we're giving them the money and we got to qualify them as a qualified person, we know there's risk here. And we're going to go get our money first, because if we have to pay someone because either they're foreclosing or slow paying or something a year down the road, we need to be ready to cover our butts. So not only are they forcing you into PMI, they're going to charge you points, right? When the media comes out with all these great things, mortgage rates dropped, I told you it's not going to matter. Especially, I want you to understand this, if the Fed lowers, which I believe they're going to a couple different times, 25 basis points pop, it's not going to matter at all to the industry. The reason why is because think about your upfront costs that you're going to have to pay in points, because the banks not only see you as a risk, but see the economy and the housing market as a whole in the risk. So they're going to charge you money. Think about right now, if you had to pay a point, and these people, that this person that we're talking about has stellar credit and a good job. Thank you so much, Bradley, for the super chat. So now you think about this. You've got a borrower is a prime borrower, but because they don't understand the situation that they're in, and I wish I could share with you some specifics, because this person is a prime borrower, very smart with their money, but they're in a situation where they know they're going to be charged points. Well, points actually completely disappear during one amazing cycle. You're not going to hear this from a real estate agent or even most brokers. Because they don't understand how this works. They're always working, because right now it is very hard to pay 0 points and get a good rate. Like I showed you in the beginning of this email, he said, I priced you at 7.125 at 0 points. So then the bank knows, all right, we're going to forego the points. You're going to pay a ton of interest compared to a little bit lower. Because what they want to do is they want you to pay the points and they give you a lower rate. You want to know why? Because there's a time buffer in between as rates are going up and they dip a little bit. If they don't dip, you know, well below what you just paid points on and you're paying, let's say that 6.95%, you're not going to refinance that loan. So that's their insurance, right? But if you don't want to pay their insurance, not PMI, I'm talking about the insurance of points that they put in their pocket and they walk away with, you never get that money back. They say, well, we're going to charge you 7.125, knowing, just like a casino knows, when you hit that first jackpot, you're more than likely to give back a certain percentage, because you're just going one more. All I need is one more roll and I'm going to be rich. And that's what borrowers do. See, when the Fed starts dropping rates aggressively, do you know what goes away as far as an underwriter or, you know, let's say the C-suite execs look at for a bank or a lending institution? What goes away is the risk that you're going to refinance your loan anytime soon, because you just got a great rate and you're just sort of happy, fat, dumb, and happy. It gets really scary. And so rates, points go away during those times, especially because during times of lowering rate, Fed rate lowering cycle, it's because things are really, really bad. People are in trouble and people are losing jobs. So they're not getting exactly the salt of the earth when it comes to prime borrowers looking for mortgages. So now that information alone will save you a lot of money when you start to look at the big picture and you say, I see that the media is manipulating this data. They're not telling me about the points. They're not telling me how much closing costs are right now. They're just bragging and getting me to Bankrate. And type five, if you've ever done this, you go to a company like Bankrate and they're a search engine and you say, you sadly give them your phone number or an email address and say, I'm just looking to get a quote for a mortgage rate. And the next day, 25 mortgage lenders are busting down your door trying to get your business. That it's a scary thing. Well, once you know how these work, you know how to move in and out of these cycles. And you go, you know what? I'm going to sit back a little bit, be ready, and not pay stupid, stupid fees. Or if I'm going to go and get into a loan, I'm not going to put $5,000 to $10,000 in points. I'll pay the higher rate, pay 0 points, and yeah, I'm paying $200 or $300 more a month. Well, you divide that monthly increase into $10,000 in points and see how long it takes you to recoup that. You see, once you start to think like an investor, you start to save lots and lots of money, sometimes by going through with a deal and navigating through a deal and not paying these excessive fees, or you turn around and say, you know what, I'm gonna sit back and wait. That's what I'm teaching people. That's what I put out in Mortgage Master and the Mortgage Master 2.0 series for investors. If you want it, there's 72 hours left of that sale. Once it's gone, it's done. Never selling it for that price again. Because I do understand that once you put a little skin in the game and you do some studying, you're going to save a lot of money, which means you're going to make a lot of money. It means you're going to be successful. And all the other people that laugh, bet against us. I dare you. Hope you got something out of this. Thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out.